Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, look, another top 20 list. How unique. Something that's never been done in sports radio before.
Mahomes looks that way. He's going to go wide open. Left side caught. Kelce caught around.
Here is the top 20 draft picks in Kansas City sports history. Presented by Fesco in the Morning, who realize that you think their list sucks.
Over to first in time. Runner going to try to score. Wild throw. Hosmer gambling that he could dash home.
Got a text from a friend of mine about the draft cliche. He says, with so much upside potential. And I said, yeah, you don't want to draft a guy who's already peaked. So everybody better have upside potential in this draft, right?
If you don't, you're passe.
Yeah. I do like he's a gym rat. That's a good one from the 6'7"-8. Sneaky good is another good one as well.
And anybody with fluid hips.
Fluid hips, yeah. Good knee bender, all that stuff. You know how it works, right?
Yeah, I do. All right, the scroll has been unveiled again.
Yes, it has.
Our countdown continues to the top 20 best all-time Kansas City draft picks.
Yeah, coming in at number 8. And if you missed the other ones, you can check it out on the podcast page on the Odyssey app. But coming in at number 8 is Buck Buchanan from those 60s-led Chiefs defenses. Buck Buchanan is a Hall of Famer and one of the better defensive players maybe ever, not just in Kansas City Chiefs history, but in NFL history. So Buck Buchanan comes in at number 8. You were there when he was drafted.
Pretty hard to argue one of the best players in franchise history.
Yeah, so he comes in at number 8. Coming in at number 7.
Those were dudes who were drafted in 2 leagues.
Right, exactly.
You know what I mean? Like,
right. Yeah.
So you got picked 4th in the NFL. Were you picked in the AFL too, Pat?
Yeah, were you picked in the AFL? And this wasn't like being drafted in the UFL or XFL or anything like that. So this was legit football back in the day.
He was the Chiefs' first-round pick of the 1963 AFL draft. The New York Giants selected him in the 19th round. Hoping he'd consider them.
Right.
In the 1963 draft as well. So, yeah, two different leagues are fighting over you. Beat that.
Beat that, right? Yeah. Coming in at number 7, Chris Jones, the second round draft pick that we saw out of Mississippi State back in 2016. I think Chris Jones has proven that he is on track to get that gold jacket, enter Canton, Ohio at some point in time, and has had a marvelous career here in Kansas City and will go down in the lexicon of Mahomes, Kelce, and Jones. That's your threesome right there.
Yeah, I mean, those are the faces of the franchise during this run.
Right.
So. Fantastic guy that was obviously disappointed. He dropped to the second round.
Correct.
When it went down.
Yep.
And what'd he do? Made up for it.
Made up for it in a big way. Big way.
Big way. So, and savvy of the Chiefs as well, too.
Right.
Able to get that guy in day 2.
Exactly. Exactly. Unbelievable pick for the Chiefs. I remember being there in Chicago when that happened and him the next day upset that he was there. He was going to leave, right? He was going to leave the draft, and that's why there's only like 13 dudes that are invited tonight to the draft. But Chris Jones was going to leave. They begged him to stay, and the Chiefs immediately picked him up that Friday night. So good job out of the Chiefs and Chris Jones. Coming in at number 6, show favorite, fan of the Chiefs, all-around good guy, and always wearing a tie, Willie Lanier. Willie Lanier coming in at number 6, one of the great linebackers of all time.
He still just looks like a linebacker.
Oh, God, yes. Yeah.
He'll maul you with his hands.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
To throw, I mean, if he was the Lance Zierlein right up on him would be fantastic.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Moves well in space.
Oh, yeah. Fluid hips.
Works offensive linemen with superior hand strength.
Right. Yes. 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 Willie Lanier does definitely have that.
Yeah. Yeah. I would not want to say get in a stance I'll get in a stance and I'll run at you, and then you play middle linebacker on me.
Today, he'd still crush you. Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
He'd just toss you aside.
Oh, yeah, toss you aside like a rag doll, Frankie Valli. And coming in at number five, and there's a good chance he shows up tonight to the landing.
Really?
Bobby Bell.
Oh, wow, the great Bobby Bell.
Bobby Bell, who was like a Heisman Trophy candidate, played both sides of the ball at one time.
Long snapped.
He did it all. Bobby Bell, one of the greatest of all time. I still don't think people realize how good Bobby Bell was as a football player. He's made our top five of drafted Kansas City athletes. Bobby Bell coming in at number five.
40 sacks in his career.
That was just yesterday.
He was actually a second round pick of the Vikings in the
Minnesota guy,
63
right?
NFL draft, but seventh rounder. 56th overall. Isn't that funny, though? Seventh round. Oh, man. Seventh round, 56th pick.
56th pick, yeah. Which would be like, that would be the second
AFL
round
draft.
Today.
Yes, yes. So he was a Chiefs seventh round selection. I mean, sorry, Isaiah Pacheco, but Bobby Bell is a seventh rounder, too.
Yeah.
They don't get enough credit for that in the draft. We got this guy in the seventh. But again, drafted by two leagues, which I think is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll just take my pick of leagues, please.
Right.
So Bobby Bell comes in at number five.
Number five is Bobby Bell.
Number five.